Chapter 13. It is my intention to optimize my capacity to heal and to be healed. Every single person on the planet has within them the potential to be a healer. In order to make conscious contact with your inherent healing powers, you must first make the decision to be healed yourself. Reconnect to the disease-free, loving perfection from which you came is a succinct statement of what self-healing process requires. The universal mind of intention knows precisely what you need in order to optimize your health. What you must do is notice your thoughts and your behaviors, which are creating resistance and interfering with healing, which is the flow of intentional energy. Recognizing your resistance is something that's entirely up to you. Your intention in this chapter is facilitated by looking at the larger objective of returning to your source and vibrating more in harmony with the energy of the power of intention. That source is never focused on what's wrong, what's missing, or even what's sickly. True healing takes you back to the source. Anything short of this connection is just a temporary fix. When you clean up the connecting link to your source, attractor patterns of energy are drawn to you. If you don't believe that this is possible, then you've created resistance to your intention to heal and to be healed. If you believe that it is possible, but not for you, then you have more resistance. If you believe that you're being punished by the absence of health, that's also resistance. These inner thoughts about your ability to be healed play a dominant role in your physical experience. Becoming a healer by healing oneself involves another one of those imaginary somersaults into the inconceivable, where you land upright and balanced in your thoughts, face to face with your source. You realize, perhaps for the first time, that you and your source are one when you let go of the ego mind, which has convinced you that you're separate from the power of intention. From thoughts of sickness to intentions of wellness. The decision to create is the decision to intend. To create healing, you can't have thoughts of illness and anticipate your body falling victim to disease. Become aware of the thoughts you have that support the idea of sickness as something to be expected. Begin noticing the frequency of those thoughts. The more they occupy your mental landscape, the more resistance you're creating to realizing your intention. You know what those thoughts of resistance sound like. I can't do anything about this arthritis. It's the flu season. I feel okay now, but by the weekend it'll be in my chest and I'll have a fever. We live in a carcinogenic world. Everything is either fattening or filled with chemicals. I feel so tired all of the time. On and on and on these thoughts of resistance go. They're like huge barricades blocking the realization of your intentions. Notice the thoughts that represent a decision on your part to buy into the illness mentality of the huge profit-making drug companies and a healthcare industry that thrives on your fears. But you're the divine, remember? You're a piece of the universal mind of intention, and you don't have to think in these ways. You can opt to think that you have the ability to raise your energy level, even if all of the advertising around you points to a different conclusion. You can go within and hold an intention that says, I want to feel good. I intend to feel good. I intend to return to my source, and I refuse to allow any other thoughts of disorder or disease in. This is the beginning. You'll feel empowered by this unique experience. Then in any given moment of not feeling well, choose thoughts of healing and feeling good. In that instant, feeling good takes over, if only for a few seconds. Illness is not a punishment. You don't have a need for healing because you were bad or ignorant or as retribution for past life offenses. You've taken on whatever you're experiencing for whatever lessons you need to learn on this journey, which is being orchestrated by the all-providing intelligence that we're calling intention. In an eternal universe, you must view yourself and all others in infinite terms. Infinite terms means that you have an infinite number of opportunities to show up in a material body to co-create anything. As you view the sickness of the mind and body that permeates your own life as well as the rest of humanity, try viewing it as part of the infinite nature of our world. If starvation, pestilence, or disease are a part of the perfection of the universe, then so is your intention to end these things a part of that same perfection. Now decide to stay with that intention, first in your own life, then in the lives of others. Your intention will match up with the intention of the universe, which knows nothing of egos and separation, and all thoughts of illness as punishment and karmic paybacks will cease to exist. Making your intention your reality. What follows is my 10-step plan for implementing the intention of this chapter to optimize your capacity to heal and to be healed. Step 1. You can't heal anyone until you allow yourself to be healed. Connect to a loving, kind, receptive to healing energy, which is the field that intended you here. Be willing to accept the fact that you're a part of the healing energy of all of life. The same force that heals a cut on your hand and grows the new skin to repair it permanently is both in your hand and in the universe as well. You are it. It is you. There's no separation. Be conscious of staying in contact with this healing energy because it's impossible to separate from it except in your ego-diminished thoughts. Step 2. The healing energy that you've connected to at all times is what you have to give away to others. Offer this energy freely and keep your ego entirely out of the healing process. Remember how St. Francis responded when asked why he didn't heal himself of his diseases, which would cause his death at the age of 45. He said, quote, "I want everyone to know that it is God who does this healing," unquote. St. Francis was healed of ego domination, and he deliberately held on to his infirmities to teach others that it was God's energy working through him that provided the energy for all of his miraculous healings. Step 3. By raising your energy to a vibrational match with the field of intention, you're strengthening your immune system and increasing the production of well-being enzymes in the brain. A change in personality from being spiteful, pessimistic, angry, sullen, and disagreeable to one of passion, optimism, kindness, joy, and understanding is often the key when witnessing miraculous acts of spontaneous recovery from what were called fatalistic prognostications. Step 4. Practice surrender. Let go and let God is a great theme in the recovery movement. It's also a wonderful reminder in the world of healing. By surrendering, you're able to have reverence for and commune with this source of all healing. Remember that the field of intention doesn't know anything about healing per se because it's spiritual perfection already, and it creates from that perspective. It's ego consciousness that creates the disorder, disharmony, and even the diseases of our world. And it is in returning to that spiritual perfection that harmony of body, mind, and spirit are realized. Step 5. Don't ask to be healed. Ask to be restored to that perfection from which you emanated. Let nothing interfere with the intention that you have to heal and be healed. Discard all negativity that you encounter. Refuse to let in any energy that will weaken your body or your resolve. Convey this to others as well. Remember, you're not asking your source to heal you, because this assumes health is missing from your life. Come to the source as whole and complete. Banish all thoughts of illness and know that by connecting back to this source, filling yourself with it and offering it to others, you become healing itself. Step 6. Know that you're adored. In the moment in which you're experiencing thoughts that make you feel sick or bad, do your best to change them to thoughts that support your feeling good. And if that seems impossible, then do your very best to say nothing at all. Be on the lookout for the opportunity to literally say to yourself, "I feel good. I intend to attract more of this good feeling, and I intend to give it away to any and all in need of it." Step 7. Seek out and cherish the silence. Many people who have suffered with long-term illnesses have been able to return to their source through the channel of nature and contemplative silence. Spend time in quiet meditation, visualizing yourself coupled with a perfectly healthy field of intention. Commune with this source of all that is good, all that is well, and practice accessing this high spiritual energy, bathing your entire being in this light. Meditation is always healing for me. When I'm fatigued, a few moments in silence, accessing higher, loving, kind vibrations energizes me. When I feel out of sorts, a few moments in quietude, making conscious contact with God, provides me with all that I need to not only feel good, but to help others to do the same. I always remember Herman Melville's timely words, "Silence is the only voice of God." Step 8. To be health, you must totally identify with the wholeness that you are. You can stop seeing yourself as a physical body and immerse yourself in the idea of absolute well-being. This is your ultimate truth, and you can allow this dynamic aura of wholeness to saturate and animate your every thought until it is all that you have to give away. This is how you heal, from the inner knowing and trust of your wholeness. Step 9. Allow health to stream into your life. Become conscious of resistance, which interferes with the natural flow of healthy energy to you. This resistance is in the form of your thoughts. Any thought that's out of sync with the 7 phases of intention is a resistant thought. Any thought that says it's impossible to heal is a resistant thought. Any thought of doubt or fear is a resistant thought. When you observe these thoughts, note them carefully, and then deliberately activate thoughts that are in energetic, vibrational balance with the all-providing source of intention. And finally, step 10, stay immersed in a state of gratitude. Be grateful for every breath you take, for all of your internal organs that work together in harmony, for the wholeness that is your body, for the blood streaming through your veins, for your brain that allows you to process these words and the ears that allow you to hear them. This is the surest way to keep the connecting link to perfect health clean and pure. One of the messages of Jesus of Nazareth is apropos of all that I presented in this chapter on having a healing intention. He said, quote, "If you bring forth what is inside you, what you bring forth will save you. If you don't bring forth what is inside you, what you don't bring forth will destroy you." Unquote. What is inside you is the power of intention. No microscope will reveal it. You can find the command center with X-ray technology, but the commander in the command center remains impervious to our sophisticated probing instruments. You are that commander. You must allow yourself to be in vibrational harmony with the greatest commander of all and bring it forth to serve you rather than allowing yourself to be in a state of disrepair.